Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself.
Our guest this week was born in Detroit, earned a bachelor's degree in accounting from Walsh College, and started his career at Beaumont Hospital. He moved into a public accounting at UHY in 1992, and since 2019, he's been the chairman and CEO of UHY. UHY provides audit, tax, consulting, strategic planning to private equity portfolio companies, closely held middle market businesses, the mid-cap, public marketplace, and entrepreneurial-owned businesses, and is the 28th largest firm in America. His name, Steve McCarty. And I'm Jack Brazil, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Brazil, this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to the amazing Steve McCarty, who since 2019 has been the chairman and CEO of UHY, overseeing the firm's unbelievable growth. Steve, welcome. An honor to have you.
Jack, thank you so much. It's great to be here with you, too.
4 years ago, UHY had 600 people. Now you're over 1,500.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that the rest of the time. Okay. But let's start with your childhood, your mom and your dad, please.
Yeah. I'm fortunate to have seven older brothers, good Irish Catholic family growing up here in Detroit. My mom kind of ran the household, and she was probably the business person of our family, that's for sure. She kept us all afloat, and my dad's my hero. He was a Detroit cop, and put his time in there. But I always look back when I talk to my brothers. He was just 15 or 16 when he dropped out to go to World War II, and that's kind of amazing when you think about it. A kid like that going away overseas and fighting for his country. So my dad's my hero. I wish I would have asked him a whole bunch of more questions. I think he was more interested in me all the time. But just a wonderful guy and wonderful mom and dad.
What's the biggest thing you learned from dad, and what's the biggest thing you learned from mom?
Wow. Biggest thing from mom is business. I would say my mom taught me dollars and cents early on. She always taught me to stick up for the little guy. And even though I was the little guy in my family, all my brothers are a heck of a lot bigger than I am. And my dad taught me love of country. He is just a hardworking guy. And as I said, my hero.
Where did you get your love for accounting, numbers, and
well,
money?
Fortunately, my brothers helped me with that one. Three oldest brothers went to Michigan State, and my brother Rick dropped out to become a Detroit police officer as well. So that left the rest of us. My dad said, the rest of you guys are on your own now. And fortunately, four of us became accountants. And my brother Danny was my, I'll call him my mentor, and he was the guy that said, hey, stay in public accounting and become a partner. And he was really the driver behind that for me. So I'm very blessed that my brothers kind of coached me from my true calling, which I wanted to be a police officer too. But I stayed in accounting, and I'm blessed that I did.
Well, there's some days, Steve, you kind of go home thinking that you were a police officer.
That's fair, Jack.
with no guns and no handcuffs and no power.
Right on.
All right, we're talking to Steve McCarty. He got a bachelor's degree in accounting from Walsh College. You didn't go into public accounting first. You had two stints at Beaumont Hospital.
That's right.
Totaling 5 years. Talk about those two stints.
For sure. Yeah. So, going through college, I was paying my own way. And so I was fortunate to get a job at Beaumont Hospital and worked in their financial services team, handling their alternate sites of care like community nursing services, Beaumont Home Healthcare, some of the financial reporting around those entities. And it kind of taught me the basics of accounting and blocking and tackling. I had some great leadership there, Joanne Robinson. Roberts, Robbie Scudellaro, Rick Swain, really taught me the ropes. I also met a guy there, Mike Kashubsky, and we started a small firm back then, just a small little bookkeeping firm. And that kind of, we did that as we were both kind of going through college. I knew that I wanted to get my CPA. That was my commitment to my brothers, and so I knew that I had to step away. And back then, we had eight big firms and a whole bunch of other ones, but I was fortunate that I had a lot of great offers from some big firms. But I had this offer from Fulmer Rajevich, and so that led me there. But my time at Beaumont taught me a lot, and really, really enjoyed my work there and met some great people.
All right. In 1992, you move into public accounting.
That's right.
I'm from the south side of Chicago. What is public accounting? We didn't have no public accounting on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, you did, Jack. Public accounting is service. So we're helping closely held, privately owned businesses, private equity owned businesses today, with things like tax compliance, assurance. We're helping them prepare their financial statements for the banks, and we're helping them get financing. We're helping them grow. So our role is service. We're advisors to our clients.
You mentioned a minute ago Gordon Fulmer,
the legend,
legendary.
The legend.
Who started the company, his company, 1968, 55 years ago. He had five kids. He had no desk.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Gordon.
Awesome.
And I'm Jack Prisula, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula. We're with Steve McCarty. If you want to learn more, www.uhy-us.com. uhy-us.com. They are the 28th largest accounting firm in America. There's 45,000 accounting firms in America.
That's right. Very fragmented space, for sure.
Unbelievable. All right. 1968, Gordon Fulmer, five kids, no money. He meets this John Rajevich.
That's right.
Says, join me. I think he paid him $600 a month. Talk about Gordy and John.
What a team. What a team. The dynamic duo, for sure. And, you know, Gordy was the guy that just an incredible, savvy businessman and still is today. Gordy could meet with a client, understand how they wanted to grow. He was the ultimate and is the ultimate connector. Rajevich, on the other hand, was, I don't want to say anything bad about Gordon, but he was definitely the brains of the operation. That guy, he could make the magic happen. So Gordy was out there. He would bring him in. He would really strategically help businesses grow. And John was the guy kind of behind the scenes sometimes that would really dot the I's, cross the T's, get the tax returns done timely, and together they created the culture of what our firm is today. It's the fabric of UHY.
All right, Crane's Detroit Business back in 1990 wrote an article entitled CPA Fulmer Took a Gamble on Small Clients and Won. Gordy said, I'm not going to the Ford, GM, Chrysler, the big banks. I'm going to these entrepreneurs, which was not the way to do it. Why did he do it? And how have you won?
You know, I think, and I love this about our firm, we really make an impact on closely held businesses. Those business owners look to us for guidance. They look to us for help, strategy, how they're going to grow their business, how they might have a liquidity event someday, how they might have a succession plan. Those are all things that a smaller business, a closely held business, looks to their advisor for. And that's what Gordy really, really specialized in. And today I'm proud of the fact that I have metal shavings in my shoes. I love walking the floor. I love to visit a client. And I can sit in conference rooms all day long. But when I get the opportunity to walk the shop floor, I see the Hilos that's got a propane tank on it. I know there's some credits there. I might see some scrap, and I begin to ask about research and development credits. I might see a little bit of an expansion going on out back, and there's a cost segregation tax deduction. I look at the tags of where the product is going, and sometimes it's being shipped off out of the country, and that leads to a lucrative tax credit. So it's all those things about really helping business owners who are working harder than ever in this environment that we're in with people, inflation, costs are just rising tremendously. We're trying to bring all of the arrows in our quiver to help them really exceed expectations, exceed goals. And Gordy was a great guy that really instilled that in me. You know, to talk to your client, to listen, to ask them, what is the objective? And it allows us to take a holistic view of our clients.
Steve, I got to ask you, following up on, you know, when I walk through a plan, I see this, this, this.
Yeah.
When you're at home.
Yeah.
And Kristen's with you. What do you see at home?
I love it. My dad taught me to cut the grass. I like nice straight lines. Everything in its place. There's a place for everything.
So, all right. What's the culture of UHY?
Simple. It's people. It's all about people. You know, when you've mentioned Gordy a few times, and absolutely love that guy. He's my mentor. You know, Gordy, when he started the firm, was all about the client, very client-focused. And today, 55 years later, we still have that great client focus. We also now have taken that same intensity and turned it inward. And we're really, really focused on the great people at UHY. And we realize that public accounting can change lives if these young people that are entering the profession today give it a chance. And if they stay in public accounting, it can change your life. I'm proof of that, Jack.
Every handout that you have, and you've got 200-300 different handouts, okay? Kind of handwritten. I quote, "It's a philosophy we call the next level of service." What does
Amen.
That mean?
Amen. So, yeah, I think of the next level of service, it boils down to care. And by care, I mean care for your colleague, care for your client. And I sometimes share with some of our colleagues that I don't think people really care how much you know, but rather they want to know how much you care. So when we think of the next level of service at UHY, it's a little bit of everything. It's are you ready? Are you dressed for the occasion? You know, Gordy instills that in us today. Make sure your pants are pressed. You've got a crisp shirt on. And maybe we don't wear ties as often as we used to, but we better be dressing for the client to let them know that this is an important meeting for us. How we treat each other in the office and today in a remote environment, even more important. It's so critical to engage with our colleagues wherever they may sit. So we spend a lot of time focusing on understanding who our people are, what kinds of issues they might be dealing with at home, how we can be flexible, how we can help them. And so the next level of service really means all of those things. But at the end of the day, we want to win for our client. We really want to help our clients grow and grow with them. And if we do the right things, which always isn't, you know, something UHY handles, but it might be something that UHY can make an introduction to, a connection, and it helps a couple of businesses grow. That's our focus. And to us, that is an important part of the next level of service and a very important part of our culture.
You have 1,500 plus teammates. Each one is a single copy library book. By 8 o'clock in the morning, you want every book off the shelf.
That's right.
Billing, Mark. But then by 9 o'clock at night, you want every one of them books back on the shelf. They're all free agents. How do you keep them? And how do you propagate that culture?
So it's a great question, Jack. And I think if you think about our assets, right, in a professional services firm, they all got boots and they all can make choices. They make choices every day they walk in that door, and they make a choice every night they leave. And so for us, it's really about focusing on them and making UHY the best place it can be to advance their career. And as I said, if staying in public accounting, staying at UHY can change people's lives. So we do that by not only expressing the next level of service, but we also express gratitude in our firm. And gratitude, I think, is a big differentiator in a fast-paced public accounting firm where everything is deadline-driven. Clients need their stuff yesterday. The books and records, when they come in, they're not always the cleanest. We got to do a little bit of heavy lifting to get things in order. There's a lot of pressure on our team members. But together, as a team, we can handle that. And gratitude and providing the next level of service to each other helps us through that.
We're talking to a true servant leader, Steve McCarty. And I'm Jack Crisil, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula with Steve McCarty, who runs as chairman and CEO, UHY. All right. Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
What's an entrepreneur?
That's a risk taker. That's a risk taker in my book. I even tell my daughters to think about being an entrepreneur. And I think that's the most incredible thing about this country is that you can grow up and own your own business. You can be your own boss. And I say that every day at UHY, I'm an entrepreneur. That's why I've been there for 30 some years, Jack. It's because I'm an entrepreneur and all of our colleagues are. And the great thing about being an entrepreneur at UHY is we have a deep bench of subject matter experts. So it allows us to really focus on areas that we're really, really good at. But entrepreneurs are risk takers.
All right. Mark Gregory, the iconic middle market lender, right, for the last 50 years.
Yeah, the cowboy.
First at Comerica, now at Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
I quote him, "I bet on the jockey more than I bet on the horse." In regard to entrepreneurs.
Right on.
Why?
So that's a great Mark Gregory line, and that line has mushroomed in the world of private equity today. You know, when I first started in the firm, we were working on third and fourth, even fifth generation businesses. And today, the world seems to be turning into private equity. And private equity it's a small group of really, really smart people that have a lot of capital. And they will invest in entrepreneurially owned businesses. And they often look for the jockey, not the horse. The horse is the business, but it's that person that's driving that business, that has the vision, the passion, and really the glue, the secret sauce that makes it work. That's betting on the jockey and not necessarily the horse.
All right. What do all great and successful entrepreneurs have in common, Steve?
UHY.
Oh.
Is that too soon, Jack?
Cordy Fulmer Jr. over here. Okay.
I'll say that from an entrepreneur stand business, or, you know, a smaller, closely held, middle market kind of business, I think the successful ones have a great board of advisors around them, and I mean that informally. I'm not suggesting a board with the where you got to gavel in the meeting, but an informal board of advisor. And I think a lot of my partners think that way. We advise our clients, and you might have a banker that you rely on, as you mentioned. You might have a great insurance advisor that's seen some things that haven't turned out well. You might have an attorney, an M&A attorney that has been through a transaction to help understand how to build a business to have it ready for sale. And that's really what we do at UHY as well. And we think about our clients, their family, and what is it that they want to accomplish. And so I think of myself as an informal board of advisor. And I think the best closely held businesses know where they're really good, but they also know when they need help.
All right. Speaking of help, let's go back to January 2nd, 2019, before COVID, and you become the chairman and CEO of UHY with its 600 people. What'd you tell your mom and dad? What'd you tell Kristen that evening?
I said, I'm blessed. It's a burden at times because I definitely have a great career and love client advising, and it's still an important part of my profession today and my role. I never wanted to be that far away from the client, and I'm fortunate that I get to work with many great clients. But I'm blessed that I get to serve so many great partners and colleagues, and I'm just excited for what we're doing. And you're right. I think in January of just 4 years ago, I don't think I could have ever predicted what we were going to be going through. And definitely has shaped the legacy of our firm, the culture of our firm. And having gone through that, I hope has helped me be a little bit of a better leader, perhaps. Maybe understanding where it's important to take risk. But Jack, when we go through that time, there were many firms when we entered that pandemic, professional services firms, just it was time to lay off bodies. It was time to cut people, stop any hires that you were going to make, and maybe even fire underperformers. And I remember calls with our regional managing directors around the country past midnight, well past midnight in March of that year, when, we were making a decision to actually shut down our offices before everybody else did and go fully remote. But I remember leaning into it at that time and saying, this is not who we are. We are not that firm that cuts people. We are going to lean into this, and we are going to grow through this because we're going to help our clients survive. And I'm lucky it worked out, Jack.
Well, you had 4 years ago, you had 600. Now you got 1,500. Yeah. By my math, that's 150% increase.
That's the culture.
All right. I quote you now. I love to strategize with clients. Take them out of their business and challenge them to achieve their biggest goals and objectives.
Yeah. So, as advisors, we can get stuck in that rut of just providing compliance services. And I think at UHY, our culture is to really lean in and get involved with the client. I like to ask all my clients, what is their plan? Is there a liquidity event in the future? Are they going to have a succession plan with their business? What do they want to do? And if they want to sell their business someday, well, then let's position the business and grow the business appropriately so that when it comes time to have a liquidity event, it can be lucrative and it can be smooth. So we often get involved with clients early on, and we might talk about recapitalizations or some debt financing so that maybe there's a way to take some chips off the table without giving up any ownership. And we try to advise and help the client down that path. So strategy for me is what it's all about. Lots of great people in this world that can do tax returns and follow instructions. But at UHY, it's really about our culture and how we engage with our clients to provide that next level of service.
Talk to us, if you will, about historically UHY's two main service lines, audit and tax.
For sure. So tax is the sizzle, Jack. That's where it's at. I started my career with Dennis Petrie on the tax side of the business and, learned the ropes. And today, tax is still the sizzle. However, Tony Fribata, I remember a little bit into my career, asked me to really spend more time on the audit side of the firm. And audits are where you spend a lot more time on the client engagement itself. And one of our philosophies at UHY is to everybody that touches that file should come up with 5 recommendations to help the client grow. And on that audit team, that's where you're spending time with the client, with the controller, with the bookkeepers, and you're doing all those things to help the client grow and identifying those great recommendations for them.
All right. In these last 4 years, under your leadership, UHY has more than doubled its practice offerings.
Yeah.
I had asked Gordy a few weeks ago, Gordy, we can't highlight all 58 of them.
Sure.
So if we were to highlight 2 or 3, which ones? And he said, Jack, first, transaction tax services.
Yeah, so that's one near and dear to my heart. I'm very fortunate that my partners probably about 10 or 12 years ago now gave me the opportunity to create our corporate finance team at UHY. And that is the team that works with our clients to help them have those great liquidity events. And so we structure the business from a tax perspective and think about working capital, think about employment agreements. It's really about, you know, the sort of the, on a closing statement, the second biggest item that you don't see is Uncle Sam. It's what they're going to pay the IRS. And so we're very focused about what our clients keep. Some investment banks out there chase the top line. That's absolutely important. We really study the terms and conditions, and we really focus on the bottom line and how much in wallet are they going to have when they walk away from this business.
The second one, Gordy says, Jack, we do a ton of business with auto dealers.
We do. You know, it's kind of interesting. UHY, we're actually bigger internationally than we are here in the U.S. And I was talking to a colleague that runs our Australian firm, and he made a comment to me that, Steve, we probably do 600 auto dealers around the world. And, you know, it really gave me a perception of how deep we are internationally. But certainly there's continues to be consolidation in the automotive dealership space, and that business is going to change, especially the back of the house there.
We're talking to Steve McCarty. When we come back, we're going to talk about a gift that he talked about earlier, gratitude. It's one of the greatest gifts you can have in your life. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Jack Krasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohom. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Steve McCarty with UHY. He is UHY, at least its leader, headquartered here in Michigan, and is the 28th largest accounting firm in America. www.uhy-us.com. Mike Timmis, fabulous human being, great mentor of mine, says, Jack, one of the greatest gifts you can have in your life is to be grateful. If you're not grateful, you don't have joy in your life, because it's never enough. Whatever you have, you want more.
Right.
I've earned it. It's due me. And he said, in order to be grateful, you have to be humble. They go together. So, gratefulness. Back in November of 2022, you took 150 of your key teammates down to Nashville for a conference.
Yeah.
And you handed out a book on gratitude.
That's right.
Leading with Gratitude by Adrian Kostick and Chester Elton. And then you created a little summary. Steve, why?
I want us to be better and different. And I think about our culture at UHY, and gratitude is a big part of that culture. And so Nashville, we had just were fortunate to have an office join us, a small firm in Nashville join us. And so having our partner conference there was a celebration of that office. And it's a pretty fun town. This book, the conference was titled Gratitude, Leading with Gratitude. And I did a lot of studying about this. And gratitude actually, giving gratitude actually helps reduce blood pressure. It reduces inflammation. It actually is going to help you live longer. There's a lot of health benefits to this. I care about our partners, and these are very intense people, high-stress environment. I want them to live longer. I want them to live healthier. But I also want us to have not 1,500 colleagues, but 5,000 colleagues. And I feel that we can attract even more talent and retain the talent that we have by expressing more often, more frequent gratitude. And so that was really the objective of that conference, was to spend some time together and focus on leading our firm and leading our business with gratitude.
All right, the first part of the book, 8 chapters, are about myths.
Yeah.
Myth number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, there's just no time.
Everybody's too busy, right, Jack? That's the greatest myth I think there is people may offer excuses that, I don't have time to offer gratitude. I'm so busy. I'm doing more than I've ever done. And, we've all got our computers, multiple screens, phones, and running all the time. Well, Jack, if you really think about the cost of losing an employee, and I'm not just talking about the 2 times their salary that, Deloitte studies have talked about, but rather if you think about the time spent offboarding them, the time spent getting re-engaged with their business that they were doing, the time spent identifying and interviewing new candidates, the time spent putting together offer letters, the time spent consoling team members and trying to address any morale issues, the time spent training that person, the time spent getting that person up to optimum speed and re-engaged. Jack, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time to express gratitude, and I'd rather do that than spend all of that time that's distracting, losing a great employee. So I'm very focused on making sure that we properly express gratitude and compel our people at UHY to stay here longer and give public accounting an opportunity to change their life for the better.
All right, leading with gratitude. The second part is the 8 most powerful gratitude practices. One of them, chapter 13. Give it now, give it often, don't be afraid.
Yeah, well, we're creatures of habit. And I think that, from the point of don't be afraid is, Jack, if you show up to the office tomorrow and you start slapping everybody on the back and expressing gratitude, they might think you just went a little bit crazy. The reality is that people are afraid to express that gratitude and get out of their comfort zone. But the crazy thing about it is if you do express gratitude, it's like a boomerang. What actually comes back to you is better. The way you will feel is better. And give it now, give it often. It just means that it's not just reserving it for that once a year thank you. It's rather frequent feedback. And, I always say praise publicly and, critique privately. But public praise is great. And we need to build up our colleagues and help their esteem, their self-esteem. And give it now, give it often, and don't be afraid.
All right, you've made a number of acquisitions these last 4 years. The easy thing, Steve, is doing the paperwork. The lawyers get rich with the 600 pages of documents. The much harder thing is bringing these two families together.
Right.
How do you do that?
So we've said no to many more firms than we've said yes to. And so we are really focused on like-minded professionals that really care about their people. We're not just out there buying books and saying, how can we grow top line? That's not what it's about. It's really about finding great like-minded firms that care about their people and want their people to be able to grow faster and have even a better lifestyle and provide their clients with more services. All those 58 services that you mentioned that Gordy told you about, that's what we bring. That's what I mentioned, the arrows in the quiver earlier. It's bringing all of those to our new colleagues and clients so that they can even enhance the level of service they bring to their customer.
All right, we've got to talk about a couple special people.
Sure.
They'll kill us.
All right.
Tom Kellen. He runs the Great Lakes Regional Managing Director, Tom Kellen.
Love Tom Kellen. He's a brother, for sure. Little known fact, Tom and I actually started at the firm the same day. And he is an incredible leader. Very thoughtful. Guy is wicked smart. His clients love him, and his partners respect him. And Tom and I are very fortunate that we both share the vision of what we want UHY to become and how we want to take care of our people. And Tom's just an awesome leader. I'm blessed that I get to serve with him.
Bowders. Jim Bowders. On his tombstone, it's going to be, man, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. What that man has done for me personally is unbelievable. You talk about treating me like family.
Yeah.
And that's how Jim treats every one of his clients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of his teammates, okay? Jim Bowders.
So I love the Bowders. I was very fortunate early in my career. I wanted to be a little bit different in a firm of CPAs, so I went and got my CMA, which is a certified managerial accountant degree. And the Bowders was also interested in cost accounting. And so Jim gave me an opportunity to go to several clients with him. And early in my career, got focused on labor burdens, overhead allocations, really understanding how and what the cost is to make a part and or process. And he's an incredible consultant. And he just happens to be a great CPA.
Who loves people.
Absolutely.
Wise. Women invested in success and excellence. Wise. Women invested in success and excellence. Please.
So our at UHY, you know, our profession has had an awful lot of male dominance in it. And it's because it's a tough role. It's a tough life. And so at UHY, we've been focused to get more women into leadership. And I'm really proud that, now in our board of directors, we have two great women serving. We have great women in our leadership of our assurance line as well. And we just had our largest ever class of women partners at UHY. So our focus on WISE is really to help our female colleagues be more understanding of demands and that they may have in their lives, but really to help them flourish in their career at UHY.
Our time is ending tonight, but boy, the tax season is just kicking off tonight. So you gotta get out here and do that. As our time ends, what are you the proudest of?
Wow. Well, there's no doubt I'm the most proud of my family. My two daughters are just incredible. My wife of Kristen, 30 years in marriage, and a great leadership example to our girls. So absolutely most proud of my daughters, most proud of my family, and I am love our firm and what we're making happen at UHY.
You're a true servant leader, Steve.
Yes, sir.
And those 1,500 people will do anything for you, and they're proud of you. Keep servicing and serving them.
Thank you, Jay.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. Make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoken.
Believe in yourself.